This is All Things Considered on KNKX. I'm Ed Ronco. In Oregon's state capitol, Republican senators walked off the floor yesterday, denying a quorum and preventing the Senate from conducting business. Today, Republicans in the Oregon House did the same thing. The aim is to prevent a vote on a Senate bill to address greenhouse gas emissions. Dirk Vanderhart covers state government for Oregon Public Broadcasting, and he joins me now from Salem. Hi, Dirk.
Hey, Ed.
Let's start with the legislation at the center of this. What does it do and why is it so controversial?
Yeah, so this would implement a cap and trade system in Oregon. Essentially, that means that an upper limit would be placed on greenhouse gas emissions and reduced over time. And at the same time, many greenhouse gas emitters would be required to obtain credits for each ton of emissions they're putting out, which they could then trade. It is a very complex and involved system, and Oregon would actually be only just the second state in the nation to adopt one that is this broad. So it's got a lot of opposition from many of the industries that would be regulated. That includes fuel importers and manufacturers.
What do Republican lawmakers say when they're asked why they so strenuously object?
I think they offer two central objections. The big one is they believe that this is really going to ratchet up prices for businesses and consumers. A lot of that centers on concerns that this will raise prices at the pump, but there are other things as well. And, you know, the overriding objection is that this is going to either send businesses out of state, people are going to lose their jobs. I mean, a lot of that concern is really centered on rural communities in the state. And, you know, they also raise this issue that Oregon, in the global scale, just has a tiny sliver of greenhouse gas emissions. So any good that we're doing here is not ultimately going to matter on the global front. So we shouldn't risk any economic disturbances.
A walkout is a pretty extraordinary step. It's kind of nuclear as parliamentary procedure goes, and it's happened before. Why are Republicans taking this action?
Republicans right now have very little power in Oregon. So Democrats hold supermajorities in both chambers and the governor's office. So Republicans make the case that their districts adamantly oppose cap and trade, and this is really the only tool they have to stop it. And just to be clear on how this works, Oregon's legislature requires two-thirds of members be present to achieve a quorum to conduct business. So without Republicans present in either the House or Senate, neither can function, and that's really what's at work here.
The last time this happened in Oregon, Senate Republicans went so far as to flee the state. And there was discussion of sending state troopers to bring the Republican senators back to the Capitol. Are we there yet?
Well, yeah. In fact, last time, troopers were dispatched to find senators. I think they didn't do much more than knock on their homes' doors and send text messages, at least as far as we know. This time, it looks like that's off the table for now. The Senate president here is a guy named Peter Courtney, and he said yesterday he's worried about wasting public safety resources, and he just doesn't think it's going to do much good to send troopers after people. That said, we have been told that some senators have left the state just in case. We're not really clear where they might have gone at this point.
When you talk to legislative leaders, is there any interest in any kind of compromise, or are they both pretty well dug in?
Both would say they are willing to compromise, but both are sort of demanding that the other side come to where they are. Republicans really just want the bill dead, or they want it referred to voters. That is a demand they make consistently. And Democrats have been really adamant that they're not interested in referring it to voters. They would prefer to pass this complex legislation on their own, and I think there's some sense that it could have an uphill climb if it makes the ballot.
It's, of course, an election year. Who's more at risk politically because of this? Who has more to lose?
I think that's a great question. I mean, rural Republicans are really trying to cater to their districts by blocking this law. They also don't want to draw primary challengers if they don't walk out with the rest of their caucus. We should note that there are two Republicans here from the city of Bend that have actually stayed in the Capitol. They represent swing districts and are probably more vulnerable. Democrats would say that they were elected to pass this legislation, and I think they're pretty leery about being seen as caving in when the elections come.
It's a short session for Oregon's legislature, just like here in Washington. What are you watching for next, and we presume very soon?
Right. Well, honestly, the big question here, Ed, is whether anything gets done. So, right, under our short session, it needs to be finished by March 8th under the Constitution. And really zero of the important bills we were expecting have been accomplished. That includes major funding boosts for mental health and homelessness and wildfires. And so, yes, the question is whether there is any deal that can be made that just allows some progress to be made in this 5-week short session.
Dirk, thank you.
My pleasure.
That's Dirk Vanderhart in Salem. He covers state government for Oregon Public Broadcasting.